every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Look, you've got to give it to the Gold Coast and their mayor down there. He'll have a crack at anything. Now, this is an interesting story. A page 3 Courier Mail. A little bit of the Mediterranean is coming to the Gold Coast with a trial of a new bar concept that will allow tourists to enjoy a cocktail on the sand. You know, in other parts of the world, it's all over the place. There's no issue with it. But here, of course, we're a little bit old-fashioned when it comes to this sort of thing. It says here the beach bars, which are massive hits, international tourist playgrounds like Capri, Mykonos and Ibiza, are a game-changer for the Gold Coast with the council, yesterday approving a trial at Broadbeach. Now, a beach edge bar on Carrawit Terrace will operate from December 1 to January 31. Oh, it's just for a couple of months, okay. And a councillor backed using the Currawa site after council made a sizeable investment on creating it. And colleague Cameron Caldwell saw the new tourist product as game changer for the city. Well, would it work here? I'm going to have a chat with the member for Beaches, actually. This is Division 9's councillor Brett Isles on whether or not it would be welcomed up here. Hello, Brett.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Did you see this story?
I didn't, but I think it'd be a cracker up here, and I think the locals, they believe the same thing, because we've looked into it. Last year, Ivan wrote to the Department of Natural Mines, Resources and Energy through council, because they actually, up to the high tide mark, they take care of the beaches. It's their domain. But they wrote back and said they were happy if council wants to do something. We kind of oversee it. We'll be the trustee, so if something gets messy, we have to clean up or whatever else. But we're going to start it at Trinity Beach. It has to be on low tide, so you have to plan it, you know, during the month when there's going to be low tide, when's a good night for the restaurants. But I talked to Lunico's and Tuk Tuk Thai down there, and they're keen as mustard. And I think we're going to have a meeting in the next couple of weeks with them to try and progress this forward. And I've also spoken with Mark Olson from TTNQ, Tourism Tropical North Queensland, because we're about to start our master planning process for Palm Cove for Williams Esplanade. We're going to try and revamp it, give it a bit of TLC and you know, get it back to its former glory. And one of the things we're looking at doing on top of, you know, some infrastructural things to make it look prettier and get the footpaths all going in front of the cars, because a couple come out behind the car parks. But one of the things we're looking at is how do we get this to happen so people can go down on the beach? Because it's, like you said, over in the Mediterranean, even over in Indonesia, people go to Bali and you go out on the beaches all around the world. And exactly. It's fantastic. People just love it. It just comes down to managing it, and council will have to be the overseer of it and work closely with the resorts and the restaurants.
Very interesting indeed. Can I tell you, and it's some time ago now, but I have actually been to a beach bar in Cairns, and it was at Kawarra Beach, and it was like a permanent fixture. I mean, it wasn't a solid building, but you could tell they didn't have to pull it down every afternoon. Do you know that one?
Yeah, the Beach Hut. The Beach Shack down at Kawarra Beach, Kawarra Beach Resort.
Yeah.
It turns out they actually own some of the land out into the sand.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how that happened many, many years ago, but that's great for them. So on Wednesday nights, Friday nights and Sunday nights, I believe it is, in the afternoons, they cook pizzas down there. People go have a few beers and cocktails. They put live music under the hut. And you sit out on the sand at Kawarra Beach. They're just at the very northern end. Excuse me. But it is absolutely fantastic. And like I said, it works. People love going to the beach and just having a cocktail or a beer and just socialising. It's got sand under your toes. It's perfect.
Exactly. Don't go away. You made an interesting point about the future of Palm Cove, some work that might be considered to return it to its former glory. I thought it was already pretty glorious.
Oh, it is. I love Palm Cove, and everyone that goes there loves it. But when through the lockdown last year, I think March or April, I took the mayor and Terry James, the deputy mayor, up there, and we went for a walk, and there's no tourists there, obviously. And you actually got to have a look around, and it did just look a little bit drab. We've spent all this money, I think almost $28 million that we're doing the Esplanade Dining Precinct in Cairns. We had a master plan for the CBD, which we've completed, and we're starting a new one. So we knocked that out. It's time to put a bit of attention, a bit of money into Palm Cove, I think, and let's really get it up there as the jewel in our crown. So we'll be starting that. I actually believe I'm supposed to be having a meeting this week, but like I said, we're going to have a lot of people working with us, TTNQ, Tourism Palm Cove, and it'll start off with some quick infrastructural works, like just beautifying some of the gardens up there and getting some paths. But we really want to look into how can we make this place just look awesome. Like, more fairy lights probably. I don't know about uplights. Uplights have all these different issues with them. We've got a few up there already.
Yeah,
they get moisture in there, but no, it's not going to be council just saying, hey, we're going to do this. We want to consult with all the locals up there as well and all the business owners to make sure we're all on the same page. It may take a year and a half from start to finish, but we will knock out some early works probably in the next couple of months.
You talked about the footpaths going behind the cars. I think I know what that is, right smack bang in the middle of Williams Esplanade, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's two, maybe three places.
Okay.
When they put that Northern Beaches Leisure Trail, that was the very first part they did it in Palm Cove, and there was a lot of pushback. So that's why it's only 2 metres there, because they didn't want to cut down as many trees because the public were really angry.
Mm.
But after it's gone in, it's been so well activated and used, they wish they'd gone 3 metres from day one.
Oh, okay.
And that's the other reason why at those locations, the path kind of comes out behind the car parks. Now, you got little kids riding their bike and someone reversing out.
Yeah.
It's just an accident won't happen. I'm surprised nothing has. There's been a few near misses, I hear, but there's been no accidents as of yet. But we're going to fix that up and go back around the front. So, because you know what it's like in Cairns. If you touch a tree, mate, you're an environmental Nazi, you know, and you're the worst person on the planet. So, sometimes there's reasons to take a tree down for safety or to, you know, to put a path through and make it nice. But we always try and offset and replant at least one or two other trees, even if it's not in the same location, somewhere else we'll put them. So it's really difficult, but we're going to get there.
There was talk some years ago about creating some car parking in behind the shops. Has anything ever come of that?
Oh, it's so hard because that in behind the shops there is privately owned land, and that's where they're looking at developing right there just off Cedar Road. So it's hard. If council's going to spend that kind of money just for a couple of car parks, it's really, because we've got car parking issues in Cairns City as well at the moment, too. That is an ongoing issue, but that will be part of this master plan, looking at trying to get creative on what we can do with car parking. But I don't think it's going to be as easy as, we'll just buy that land for $1 million and then put a few car parks there.
Exactly. Always good to catch up. Thanks, Brett.
You have a good one.
He's the Division 9 Councillor, Brett Olds, Northern Beaches. Now, the time's on 7 to 10.